Well, good morning. Good morning, all the wonderful people who braved the very chilly morning to be here to worship together this morning. And God is here. God is with us. Just when we are feeling most discouraged, God bursts into our lives with hope and healing. When we are empty and long to be filled, when we are hungry and long to be fed, when we are lost and long to be found, God bursts into our lives to meet our needs and lead us safely home. When we struggle to find who it is that God is calling us to be, God bursts into our lives to reassure us and empower us. God is here. God is with us. So come with me and together we will worship God. And we're going to remember the essence of who God is as we sing together. God is love. Let heavens adore him. Please stand if you are able and join us in this hymn. Will you pray with me? All-loving, all-giving God, we praise and thank you for your never-ending love for us, your generosity to us, all the ways in which you provide for our needs. We thank and praise you now, O God, for all your good gifts to us. And we come with joy to worship you now, to listen for your voice calling us, to worship you in thought and word and deed. Amen. And yet, O God, we know that we have not been the people or the church you call us to be. And so we come now with our prayer of confession. When we think, O God, that there is no solution to our problems, when we think we have nothing to offer others, forgive us and change us, O God. When we are ashamed to be honest with you, and so we do not dare to bring our struggles to you, to admit that we are struggling, forgive us and change us, O God. We confess to you now, O God, that in many small and large ways we have hoarded our time, our friendships, our resources, and our love. When we hoard what we have and are unwilling to share it, forgive us and change us, O God. Let's take a moment of silence to sit right where you are with God, to hear what God is saying to you as you bring your prayer of confession. Forgive us, transform us so that we become the people you call us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Jesus Christ, God transformed water into wine and out of his compassion for people in need, took loaves and fish and multiplied them. In Jesus Christ, God transforms hearts of stone into hearts of love, and out of his compassion for your need, forgives your past and takes your life and will transform it. This is the great good news. In Christ Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. And for that, to God be the glory. Let's praise and thank God as we sing together now. To God be the glory, great things he has done. Let's stand if you're able.
Thank you.
Christ has come, the peace of God is here to stay. The peace of God be with you. Share that great good news right now. I'm just interrupting the flow of things because Marco's right here ready for the next bit, and I'm really grateful for that, because I hate those pause moments where you're thinking somebody's going to come and do something, but you never make me do that, thank you. And I did want to say, put your hand up if you've got your name badge on today. That would be about 100%. Thank you. Thank you so much. I know I'm learning names, but I'm going to get better at it the more you keep telling me who you are. So thank you very much.
Good morning. The reading this morning is from Matthew 14, verses 13 to 21. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had a compassion for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him, and they said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now so late. Send the crowds away, that they can go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You can give them something to eat." And they replied, "But we have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. That is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus has just been given some devastating news. John the Baptizer has been executed by King Herod, beheaded. And Jesus is grieving, deeply grieving, the death of his cousin John. And so he just wants to get away, to go to a deserted place, to be alone with God. And I am sure that there are many of you who are here this morning who absolutely understand how Jesus was feeling in that moment. So Jesus sits out by boat and he heads for the far side of the lake. But the people who had been with him saw where he was heading and they headed off around the shore so that when the boat landed on the far shore, Jesus does not find the solitude he is craving. Instead, he finds this great crowd of people already there waiting for him to step out of the boat, to step into their midst. All that they're expecting that he will do for them. And I imagine that in that moment, Jesus' heart sank. But when he saw them, when he saw their need, Jesus changed his plans. Matthew tells us that he set his own needs aside to heal their sick, to meet their needs. Until eventually evening began to close in. And now the disciples wanted to get rid of the crowds. They wanted to send the hungry people back to the closest villages so that they would be able to buy food before it was too late to do that. But Jesus has very different ideas. Because Jesus plans to feed them right there on the shore where they are. And Jesus does not plan to do it himself. So he turns to his disciples and he says to them, "No, they needn't go away. You give them something to eat. Don't send them back to the villages. You give them something to eat." And I can imagine the disciples standing there feeling a little puzzled about that. "Who are? What can we do? We don't have anything to give them. Well, unless you count these 5 little bread rolls and these 2 little dried fish. And look at the crowd, Jesus. They're not going to go far." And those disciples are right, aren't they? There are 5,000 men, and who knows how many women and children in that crowd. And what are the disciples offering? 5 loaves, 2 fish. They didn't have anything like enough to feed all those people until Jesus took charge. And Jesus says, "Bring what you have here to me. Bring it here." And the disciples did that. And then Jesus took what they gave him, he blessed it, and he gave it back to them. And then he said, "Now you use it. You feed the crowd." You know, I don't know about you, but I can almost hear them muttering under their breath, "Can't you? It's never going to work, Lord. We just don't have enough food for all these people. We just don't know what you're doing, but this is not going to work." But whether or not they did that and whatever they thought, they did begin to give the food that Jesus had blessed to the crowd. One person in the crowd at a time, some for you, and some for you, and some for you. And the miracle is that everyone was fed. The disciples found that the very little they had was enough. With a very little left over. And if you read that story, you know that there was a very, very small margin of safety. There were only 12 baskets left over after thousands had been fed. And I have to tell you that if I had been doing the catering, I would not have cut it that fine. But Jesus did. And there was just more than enough. That story is saying something important to us this morning. The disciples in the story model discipleship for us. Let's have another look at what happened. Jesus gave the disciples a job to do. The crowd was waiting and they needed to be fed. The disciples actually didn't even really want to do it. And they definitely felt that they could not do it. But they did it anyway. They offered what they had to Jesus. Jesus blessed what they had. And then Jesus gave it back to them for them to use. And amazingly, 5 loaves plus 2 fish plus the disciples plus Jesus equals sign more than enough. That's God's mathematical equation. That's how God does it. And it's as true for Jesus' disciples today, that's you and me, as it was for Jesus' disciples then. It's true for our congregation, and it's true for each and every one of us as individuals. As Jesus' disciples, I know that God has a task, a job for you and for me to do. So whether or not we want to do it, or whether or not we think we have what it takes to do it, is not what matters. This is what matters. Your part of the equation is to give what you have to God. No holding back. And I can promise you right now that whatever you and I give, and whenever we give what we have to do what God sends us to do, God will multiply in a miraculous way to provide all that is needed, with just enough left over so that we know that there really was enough. Because that is God's way. Isn't that what God has done over and over again in this congregation? Isn't that what God did when Donna started Touchstone? Isn't that what God did through Jean to start Refreshed? Which, by the way, is an absolutely amazing op shop compared with a lot of op shops that I have been to, a lot of church op shops that I know about and have had something to do with. I know that God was in that, and that God used Jean and the others who were with her at that time to set a foundation for who Refreshed would be, for what Refreshed would be. So I don't know the stories, because you haven't told me the stories yet, of the other activities, the other things that you do as a congregation, all the music stuff that you do. But I am sure that if we go sit down and talk about it, the same story is there. I thought I was, because you know what, I might not know all that you do, but I do know how God operates. I do know that that's the way God does things. It's God's mathematical equation. And as he applies to each one of us and to us as a congregation right now. You, plus 5 jars and 2 fish, whatever that might be, it's not, you know, that's an image for what you have, plus you, plus Jesus is more than enough. However, this is not primarily a story about an individual disciple, like Jean or Donna or you or me. This is a story about a whole group of disciples acting together, like a congregation, like us here at Kenmore Uniting Church. We all know what God has done here in the past. Activities and programs that are part of who we are today. That's the legacy of this congregation. It's not just Refreshed and Touchstone, but there's Marjo and Quilt About and Music Lovers and Cool and Classic and Art Burst and a whole lot more. So what is God doing here now? God calling us as Kenmore Uniting Church to take what we have and all that we do all the amazing things that we already do. How is God calling us to use that to reach out to our world? How are we planning now to make the most of what we already have? What is the bread? What is the fish we have that Jesus Christ is calling us to bring to him, to be blessed and to be shared with our world? I'm hoping you're remembering my definition of our world. It's not the big world, remember, it's your world of relationships. How does God want to use us in new and even miraculous ways to grow God's kingdom? You know, those are great questions. And there are great answers to those questions, just waiting to be discovered. And we don't have the answers yet, but we've got the questions. And let's not let those questions go. Let's hold on to them and ask God to open things up that we will find the answers. The way Matthew tells the story, all the disciples acted as one. No one said, well, I'm out, I'm not going to do it, this is too silly, God. This is too silly, Jesus. They all played their little part. They all offered food to hungry people because Jesus told them to do it. And when they did, Jesus used them and what they had to offer in a miraculous way. As a congregation, we like the disciples that day. God has a plan for us, just as Jesus had a plan for his disciples then. God has a plan for us to work with God to meet needs in our community, to build God's kingdom here in this area, to be the church. How do I know that? How can I say that with such conviction? I can do it because God always does have plans and dreams for his people and his church. That is who God is. You know, we really want a secure future here, don't we? We want it to thrive and grow as a congregation. It's a little unsettling not to have a minister in placement now that Donna's gone and the next what you were hoping would be the next step is not quite here yet. You want a minister who will journey with you for the next 5 or even 10 years, or even more. But you're not sure right now what's the next step for that to become reality. How do you do that? Like the disciples that day, who knew what they wanted to feed the people, but could not see how it was going to unfold, how it could happen, what the next steps were. And actually what they suggested were not the right steps, but fortunately Jesus did know the right steps. And that's where Jesus, God in Jesus Christ, led them. The disciples had a dilemma, and I don't know what they thought Jesus would do about their dilemma. And maybe they thought he wouldn't do anything. He would just say, sure, sure, just send them off. But whatever they thought, Jesus' answer to their dilemma was not the answer they expected. They had the question, they thought they had the answer, and Jesus said, no. for us here at Kenmore Uniting Church, a good next step for us would be to trust, to believe, to know deep in our hearts in who we are, that God has a plan for us, to trust that God has a plan for us, and to believe that it is bigger than our own plans. And then to intentionally listen for God's voice in the voices of each other, in the voices of our community, in any other voices that come to us as God's voice speaking to us, to seek to understand what God's plan is, and then to offer what we have to God for God to bless and give back to us, to meet the needs of people around us the way that God plans for us to do it, to fulfill God's plans and God's dreams, so that God's plans can take shape and become reality right here in our midst. And you know what? Today, through that story, God challenges us to do holding back. Amen. As we explored that story of Jesus meeting the disciples, the crowd's needs, and through the disciples meeting the needs of the crowd that day, we saw just a little of who Jesus can and will be for us, and who he calls us to be for him. So let's ask God to make us who he is calling us to be, as we sing, "May the mind of Christ my Saviour live in me." Please remain seated as the offering is received. Thanks, Glenda. We bring you these gifts of money, and we ask that you will use them and that you will use us, all that we do and say, to grow your kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
So you'll be fine by the time the Cool and Classic concert comes along. Thank you for everyone who has offered to assist, and those of you who have been able to assist with some things. Next week, the Reverend Dave Baker Is coming. Dave is now the General Secretary of Queensland Churches Together and is a past moderator, and certainly he has been a visitor to Kenmore Uniting Church on a number of occasions. Next week he is taking the service, and he also will be, as part of that, he will be talking about his visit to Dostana and the work that churches are doing to help that area of India. So it should be a really interesting, and as you know, Dave is quite an animated speaker, so that will be quite an interesting service. On the 6th of August, we will be having a congregational meeting, and that will have updates on information from Presbytery and information from the end of the financial year. Coralie has done a lot of work with the financial statements, and we now have a joint account, which was the request of Presbytery, and there is some quite good news there. Lord Mayor's Christmas parties, again, contact Dawn. We pray for those within the congregation and their families, and we still can collect for the women's refuge. So thank you there. Moving along to our prayers for others. Dear Lord, thank you for again sharing with us a beautiful day, and please join me in our prayers for others as we take time to centre ourselves and think of others. We pray for a world that sees all people as vulnerable, that sees the human condition as basically good and kind. We pray that those in power seek to serve all in their communities, to continue to support those in need, the unemployed, the underemployed, the elderly, those with disabilities, those who are alone, the forgotten refugees in our country. And I start my prayers for others with that opening statement every time, because it speaks to me as a person leading the prayers. Thank you for being with me as I walked through the service that Reverend Jan had prepared. Thank you for looking over her and continue to help her in her journey with us. Thank you for walking with all those who have participated in our service today. Lord, thank you also for the wonderful members of this congregation who have participated in services, not only today, but also for many, many years they have. The many, many years they have been members of our congregation. Lord, as we contemplate, discuss and pray for your discernment as we move forward, we as a community are looking at investing in our future, investing in our discipleship, in our mission, and in our stewardship. And we ask that we listen with an open heart by empathising with another person, and finding that place within ourselves where we can listen beyond our initial judgments and personal feelings. It is listening beyond words and allowing our souls to understand, connect and accept one another. Lord, this can sometimes be difficult. Please help us on this journey. Whilst on the subject of listening with an open heart, please assist us with an understanding of our way forward in the upcoming referendum, the Voice to Parliament. Pray with us as we allow our souls to understand, connect and accept one another as we vote that our Constitution should protect the principle that Indigenous peoples are recognised and consulted with an advisory voice to Parliament. Lord, we pray for those in our community who work with the vulnerable, those in mental health services, those in response services, health professionals, paramedics, police officers. We pray that they have access to services that can support them. We are often horrified at scenes of domestic violence, accidents, violent acts against others. We see this through a very different lens to those on the ground at the crime scene, at the accident, at the carnage. Please, please, please ensure they have access to first-class support services. Lord, we also quietly like our sport. We pray for the athletic abilities of those 32 teams of female footballers who are currently competing in the FIFA World Cup. Lord, we quietly pray for the Matildas and ask that you not only run beside them, but also hold them in the palm of your hand as they participate in the wonderful competition. At the same time, can you be in the pool as Australia participates in the 2023 World Aquatic Championships? Our swimmers start today, but let's not forget our water polo players, our divers, our artistic swimmers who have already competed. A vision of you on a 10-metre diving tower brings a smile to my face. Touchstones have prepared for this year's visionary exhibition being held at the Catholic University at Banyo. We have prepared an installation of 8 canvases and some mosaic pots focusing on the theme of beauty from brokenness. The Bible begins with the majestic pronouncement, "In the beginning, God created." God, I ask your prayers as we at Kenmore embrace the creativity of the arts in many forms. We pray for this afternoon's cool and classic concert by Box 5. These musicians are sharing their love of music with our congregation and the wilder community. Thursday saw Rubicon share their gifts. Lord, I ask that you continue to walk with those in our congregation who have been blessed with creativity. Musical creativity, visual creativity, creativity through the written word, as well as those who feel that they may not be creative, but choose to support artisans in a financial way. Lord, we give thanks and praise for those in our community who continue to ensure we are connected. We pray especially for the Reflections team and the prayer network. Lord, there are some members of our community who quietly touch base with others. We pray for those members and the wonderful outreach they undertake. We pray for those in our community who are unwell, for those in our community who are disconnected from family. Finally, Lord, before we join together in your prayer, and we ask that the Holy Spirit inspire us to be people of peace, people of faith, people of love, and people of hope as we continue on life's journey. As we pray, I ask each member of the congregation to reflect on the words of confession, of thanksgiving, a prayer for others, and a prayer for ourselves. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come.
Your will be done
on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive
us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
Save us from the time of trouble. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
Here in this place, new light is streaming. Would you stand if you are able and sing together?
Thank you.
Jesus took a packed lunch, 5 loaves and 2 fish. He blessed it and gave it to his disciples and told them to use it, a packed lunch, to feed 5,000 men and an unknown number of women and children. And when they did what Jesus told them to do, there was more than enough. That's God's math. 5 loaves plus 2 fish. Whatever it is, however little you think it is that you have, plus you, plus Jesus, is than enough. God's equation. Never, ever forget that. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you each one and remain with you for all eternity. Amen. And we're going to sing Shalom.
Shalom.